Oh, I'm so excited. I can finally welcome my guests who are in the studio. It is Ben Marcus and Janet Croston from TMB. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
So-so. Still struggling, still keeping going.
Good. So, of course, you have been here in November last year. That was quite a few months ago.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to since November?
Over to Janet.
Well, we've finished writing a new album, recording it, and it'll be released on Monday. We've got a single's already out. Well, a single's already out. Got another one, another couple of singles planned. But that's been my first album, Ben's 10th album.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. But honestly, it was just an amazing experience.
What was it like?
Well, the songwriting was something that was very intimate. Ben and I did together, and it was our little songs. But then going into the recording studio and letting other people loose on it was really anxious. I was really anxious.
Yeah.
But they did such a wonderful job. I spent most of the 3 weeks in tears, just incredible. I'd never been in a recording studio before. The desk they mixed it on was the one they mixed Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, wow.
It was just incredible. And everyone was just lovely and looked after me when I kept sobbing. I was so beautiful.
Even had your birthday in there.
I did.
Was there cake?
Anyway, so it's just great. And releasing it and hearing it played, the singles had quite a bit of airplay, and just hearing the album played, just amazing getting it out there.
Yeah, we've got quite a few that we're going through today. We're going through a single that is already out. We're going to go talk about the album, which will be out on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another single.
Yep.
You guys have been so busy. How did you find the time to do all of this?
I don't know, we just keep doing it.
Yeah, we've been doing it. But on top of that, of course, which I'm sure we'll be talking about soon, is Ben's been fighting cancer, serious advanced cancer. And that's really influenced what we've done. We made the decision we're going to do what we can while we can. We face an uncertain future.
Yes.
And we're living our lives and making every day count.
It's very important, exactly, yeah, to do that. So, of course, in November, you were still under the name The Marcus Band.
Yes.
But it has now transitioned to TMB.
Yeah, we thought we'd shorten it. It sounds a bit more modern. Get the name Band out of the title. But we're still known as that. And all the back catalogue will be The Marcus Band. So it's a transitionary phase.
Right, so I'm just going to play now a song from the album I Can't Fly.
That's right.
And it's going to be the song I Can't Fly. So what exactly can we look forward to with this song?
Janet?
I love that. You always just throw it over to Janet.
That's the way to do it.
What was the inspiration for this before I play it?
Oh, the music, the way we tended to write songs, Ben had come up with some music and I'd put some words to it, it would trigger something in me. This is just looking back at maybe some relationships in the past where it's been not the most supportive and freeing relationships, but it's just a great tune. And Melanie's belting vocals.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, your daughter.
Melanie's my eldest daughter, who's been in the band 16 years now.
Crazy.
Yeah, since she was a teenager. So,
yes.
So, she did a great job with the vocals.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a listen to it right now. This is I Can't Fly.
We'll be right back.
and Janet. Hi.
Hi.
From TMB. Now played a song from, well, it's on the single and the album, which is I Can't Fly. Now I'm going to go over to Ben, so you can't get out of this. Tell me about it. Tell me about the song.
Well, one of the nice things, the band has a pretty set lineup on this album for the studio, and it was the most prolific lineup. But I've been working with a guy called Max Reed, who's the guitarist in the Enid, for a long time. The keyboard player couldn't make it. He was stuck in traffic. I know that sounds a little bit weird, but it did. It happened. So Max Reed did the Hammond solo. He said, I don't want you to be in the studio while I do it. So we left and we came back and it was brilliant.
Yes.
And he did such a good job on that solo. So well done to Max and all the Enid studio. It was really good.
Yeah. Max has co-produced with Ben for 20 years now.
Very nearly,
so
yes.
He and Ben co-produced the whole album.
Yeah, 94. Yeah.
And he's a very talented guy. Yeah. They both are talented guys.
And it is one of the stripped-down ones. It still sounds big, but we've got stuff on here with the kitchen sink.
Yeah, well, but Max and Ben both like to put lots of layers of sound or full orchestration. The more on it, the better.
Yeah.
I've come at this afresh, and I like to hear things individually. So I reckon that Max and Ben, between them, you can't have too many kitchen sinks thrown at him. So I come along and say, I want to hear a little bit more of the individual stuff. So but between us, we've
didn't quite manage it on this next song we're going to play, though. Because Gone to America, I think there's about 84 tracks on it we used.
Yeah, no, but it's great. It starts off slowly. It introduces each bit one at a time, so I can manage that.
Yes,
my little limited musician brain can start to register each one as it builds up, and it builds up to a beautifully orchestrated outro. I think.
Oh, well, I look forward to hearing it now. So this is Gone to America from the album Going Home.
News. Did you know before?
like that very much. Gone to America from the album Going Home by TMB here on Gateway 97.8.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit more about it.
Well, it's actually... I've been trying to write a song about John Lennon for a long time. And together we did it.
Yeah, because he was your inspiration. He's been an inspiration musically and personally.
Yeah, very much.
And the lyrics of the song are about, you know, you do what you do because of of him.
Yeah.
And but what we hope is that the themes are universal.
Yeah.
We lost a prophet through John Lennon, but lots of people have got
Everybody has their own interpretation, and that's great.
There are others that have been inspirations to other people, so we hope the song will trigger, you know, the same feelings and the same... We feel we want to commemorate what he's done.
Yeah.
And it was very special, so... So that's our John Lennon song.
That's our John Lennon
song. Our homage to John Lennon.
Yeah.
It was actually really nice. I did enjoy how it built up at the start and then faded out at the end, just layer after layer just went out. I thought that was brilliant. So obviously, just as a quick thing as well, for anyone who's not heard you before on air, because I've heard you twice before last year, just a really quick sort of thing of like exactly what it is that you do. I think it's pretty obvious. We've kind of gotten into that. But how long you've been in it and what got you into it?
It's 30 years. I had my first album on the Pi label in 1983, which was actually quite successful, and had a couple on EMI, and then it was more the smaller labels. I was on Making Waves for a couple of albums, Blue Juice, and a couple that we've done on our own label.
Mm.
This one, if you can give the website out, it's...
Yeah.
www.tmbmusic.co.uk, and then that will direct you to anywhere you'd like to go, either iTunes, Amazon, and things like that.
And but that's where you can get all the singles and the albums and everything.
Via that. It will be available on Amazon, or as I said, on iTunes. But the website is the best place to start. And there's also a Facebook page and there's a Twitter page.
All the social media.
And I can't keep up with it. But
we're trying hard, aren't
yes,
we? We know we have to do it.
Yeah.
So we are trying hard. But Ben's better at that than me. But Ben's the guitarist and the band leader and does the vocals when Melanie isn't. So that was Ben singing the last one. And I do a bit of lyrics. I do the lyrics.
She does all the lyrics.
Yeah.
The songwriting's 50-50.
So
that's why this album is actually quite special.
Mm.
It's very special. Mm. It's the best one I've been involved in.
Mm.
And that's because of the songwriting partnership. And I've never had that type of songwriting partnership that I do now, and it's brilliant. And it's also our anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
We got together because Ben was looking for a lyricist to help.
Yeah.
Perhaps just help him put the lyrics together for an album he had in mind.
Janet's
and
a poet.
We met a year ago today.
Yeah.
And we had been communicating through emails, but we met on the 18th of July,
yes,
2014.
That's crazy.
And Ben rolls up in his motorbike and his leathers and his shades, and it went from there, really, didn't it?
It did.
Aww.
That's great.
I did know that Ben had cancer. We'd been communicating, and I've been, like, supporting him, sending him goodwill wishes for a little bit. And Ben started on chemo 10th of July last year. So again, it's more than... And you're back on chemo now. So it's virtually been a year of a very grueling treatment.
Yeah.
But through it all, we've done the songwriting and we've recorded this album. And it's really important to have something special in your life when you're battling something like cancer. You've got to stay with what's important to you, which is the things that are special.
Yeah, and going back to the album, we were actually listening to the early demos the other night and seeing how everything's evolved is quite amazing, standing at the other end and then looking back. And The early demos were good, though.
Yeah, but we've had some talented musicians working on this with them, and we're indebted to them.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play a few more of your songs from the album in the next hour, so the third and final hour of the Daytime Show. Thanks, Ben and Janet. They're going to be there as well. They're still going to be here with me. We're going to have loads more to talk about.
You're listening to Tara Malik. Tara Malik on Gateway 97.8.
I'll be right here with you until 1 o'clock today, and I won't be alone. I still have Janet Croston and Ben Marcus from TMB in the studio. Hi!
Hi!
Hi! How are you all doing? We're now to obviously final hour, but second hour for you.
Yeah.
And time is just flying by. I hope we manage to fit everything in. There's so much to get done.
Well, we'll do it.
Yeah, we will manage. So, of course, we've got more music to play off of the album, which is the album Going Home by TMB in this final hour. We will be playing Set Me Free, I believe is the next one, in just a moment's time. Now, obviously, at the end of the last hour, we were saying you have been quite busy bees. You know, you've got an album and two singles that you've done within the last
year. Well, the singles are off the album. But yeah, the album's 11 tracks. We had a couple that we didn't put on the album, but we'd written them, recorded them, and got the album out within 12 months, which is good going.
Janet, this is your first time helping out and doing an album. What was it like for you? Was it a daunting experience? Or?
Yeah, I had no idea it was like. I was just, for a bit of fun, I've written a bit of verse and in the past. I had no idea that it could be put to music. And Ben's just transformed any of the lyrics I've done. And the music, the experience of having talented musicians like Ben and the guys he works with to just work together and produce something of beauty from nothing. I had no idea how it worked. It's been amazing.
Let's give him a plug. You got Rob Butterfield on bass, Carl Randall on drums, Dean Reese on Hammond, Rebecca Gibson on saxes and horns, and Melanie Marcus on vocals, and the guest every now and then, Sean pops up, my oldest son, Sean Marcus, on guitar.
Oh, wow.
And Max Reed, who co-produced with Ben and did some of the a lot of the arrangements.
Yes.
You're going to have to get them all down one day
and
perform live.
And this is especially poignant, this album, because it is, Ben was given a terminal diagnosis 2.5 years ago, and he's beaten them, and he's defying them and saying, not me, and he's still going. And so this is the album that maybe you may not have thought you would, at one time you thought you might not make.
I never thought I'd make.
And here we've got his old band have all turned out, they're all doing their own stuff now, but they've all turned out to record this with him. His eldest daughter and his eldest son are on it, so having the family
they've
on it too, it's really poignant.
It's great.
Very special.
So obviously as well, we've got now we've got the single I Can't Fly, which has two songs in it. Now that is already out, and we have the album Going Home, which is actually out
on Monday
21st.
So make sure to get yours. And the way to do this now, how can anyone get these albums and singles?
The best place is to start at the band website, all the W's, tmbmusic.co.uk, or just go onto Amazon.
Yeah,
Amazon are pretty good.
Put in TMB or the Marcus Band, or put in Going Home.
Yeah.
It'll come up.
So we're going to have a listen now to the first song on the album, which is Set Me Free. Now, what was sort of the idea behind this one?
Musically, it's a little bit soulful. Got some nice horns, some nice backing vocals, Melanie on lead, and it just feels a bit soul.
And the lyrics, it was really that, again, just looking back, sometimes you can have someone who's wanting to help you and do things for you, and actually it takes away from you your ability to just achieve on your own.
Yes.
And this is a bit of an anthem for us women.
It is, it's quite a female anthem.
Yeah, we can do it on our own if people just let us.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I feel that. Let's have a listen now. So this is Set Me Free from the album Going Home by TMB. Oh, brilliant stuff. So that is Set Me Free, which is from the album Going Home by the band TMB here on Gateway at 97.8. Hello again to Ben Marcus and Janet Croston. Hi. Oh, that would work. There we go. Let's try that.
Hello.
Now, again, brilliant. I'm loving the songs that you've got here. I genuinely am loving the songs. Now, obviously, we're going to go into a topic that is probably not the most cheerful topic, obviously. Yep. And a lot of people may not want to talk about it, you know, may not want to think about it. But, it's cancer, and it's the importance of getting checked out as well. So I guess I'll just hand it over to you, Ben.
I think the biggest message we can get across, there are certain symptoms. It was prostate cancer I was originally diagnosed with. And the symptoms are so subtle. There's no pain, no bleeding. Yeah. And it's so easy to miss them for a number of reasons, usually because guys don't like to confront it.
Particularly anything going wrong down there. Yeah. They don't want to think that there's anything wrong with their manhood.
The main symptoms are cut down urine stream.
Yeah.
And getting up a lot in the night.
Okay.
Now, most people, if you have these symptoms, they're not going to be cancer. It's a very easily treated condition.
Yeah.
But if you have those symptoms, you have to go.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. You go to a GP and you have a PSA test.
Yes.
It's a blood test. 5 days later, you get the result.
Exactly.
And if you catch it early, even if it's cancer, it turns into an annoyance rather than anything bad.
Yes.
But if it goes... Sadly, what happened with me is it spread to the lymph nodes before I was diagnosed, and then it spread to the bones. Had I known about the symptoms earlier, I probably could have got through this without the spreading.
Yeah.
So that is a real big message. Anything, any signs like that, you have to go.
Mm.
And if you're the wife, the partner, make your guy go, because you need to.
Yes, yes.
And I think guys should be screened anyway after 50, just automatically, even if you're below 50. Just ask your doctor for a PSA test.
Yeah.
And the earlier, even if you have no symptoms, the earlier you're checked out, then if there is anything you need to be aware of, the treatment is less invasive.
Yeah. I mean, the prostate cancer is fully under control.
Mm.
What's giving everybody the problem is the lymph node and bone cancer.
Yeah.
And as Janet said, I'm about to go for the 13th cycle of chemotherapy, and that's a lot of chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And I could have another seven, but they're UCL in London have been fantastic. They're not giving up, and they're really trying to get to grips with it. I think I'm an interesting case, which is what a couple of doctors have said. So they try a little bit harder. Yeah. But it's good.
Oh,
but it's tough.
Yeah,
it's been grueling, and you have amazing stamina.
Thank you.
For anyone else going through it, or who's got a loved one going through it,
you talk to somebody.
It's tough. We understand that. Find someone to talk to. It's very lonely dealing with cancer or any serious disease like this.
If you're completely on your own, Macmillan have got really good counsellors, and they really are helpful. So if you're on your own, you need to talk, get to a Macmillan counsellor, phone the helpline, and there's people in every area.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do it through a national line.
Mm.
You can actually get them to see you in your local hospital, the oncology wards and things like that.
Mm. Just also quickly, Janet, I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but I believe you had breast cancer.
Yeah, I had breast cancer a few years ago. And when I met Ben, I did understand that that emotional roller coaster of intense hope and then paralyzing fear and then hope again, and it's exhausting. And so I understood that, so we had an instant connection through that, and I've been lucky. My treatment was relatively straightforward, and I'm here, I'm through it, and it's hopefully in the past. But women are screened automatically from 50. Men aren't. But actually, I was picked up. I'd found a lump. I wasn't 50. I hadn't been screened.
Yeah.
And I was going back to my GP with this breast lump for 2 years before they decided to really check it out properly. They kept saying it was fine. I was one of those 10% where mammograms and don't show. So, but it really shows how important it is for us to take responsibility for our own health, check it. I didn't know what I was meant to be checking for. I had this vague idea that a lump was what you checked for. But actually, it's usually puckering of skin or other things.
There's several
and women
symptoms.
Don't know. So go on the website. Mm-hmm. There are good breast cancer websites. Macmillan's got a great information website just to find out what you need to be looking for. And check yourself out or get your friend to
if in doubt,
you.
Get checked out. Why not?
Exactly. Women seem to be a lot more easy with going to do these things. It's the guys that have
just sensible.
Yes, it is.
Well, let's move on to some music now. Another song off of the album Going Home, and I believe this time it is Yesterday's Years. Let's have a listen. Lovely. Yesterday's Years. I believe I got that right, wasn't it? Yesterday's Years. from the album Going Home by the band TMB here on Gateway 97.8. Now back over to Ben Marcus and Janet Croston. No tears, no good. We're all good. Because I got told that you might cry with this one.
Well, That song is really special to me. I wrote the lyrics when around the turn of the year when Ben was really very ill, and I thought I might lose him. And we're facing an uncertain future, anyway. And the lyric, all this album has been written with that as our situation, and it's all upbeat and positive, and the inspiration for that was really I recognise that we carry those we love around with us in our heart wherever we are and wherever they are. So I would say to anyone listening, you know, remember if you have a loved one who isn't with you, they're there in your heart. And so that's really what that song is saying. So it's quite special. And the Ben did beautiful guitar. I love the way his daughter... He's very close to his daughter, Melanie. And it seems like a duet. Melanie singing and Ben's guitar duetting with her. So that feels very special too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's quite a special song for us.
Yeah.
So obviously there's the whole subject as well, relating it back to cancer of you know, death being sort of something that comes up as well, you know, whenever you hear the word cancer you associate death with it, and obviously that is
and
kind
fear.
Of a lot of fear, obviously. So how do you cope?
Well, I'm not superstitious about death. I don't believe that talking about it makes it happen.
That makes
so.
sense.
There's a lot of stigma with regards to the conversations.
And
people are scared to mention it.
It's like taboo. It's not spoken about.
And yet you can understand that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I might get knocked over. And then you don't really want to say that in case you sort of bring the fates down on you. But as Janet says, I don't think that causes it.
No.
And could be wrong.
It's hard as well, though, because we're very optimistic and upbeat about the chances of this treatment, but it is new treatment. It's you know, it's been tough for you, and we don't know what's going to happen. And it can feel disloyal. I'm sure this will resonate with other people in a similar situation. To try to then think about what might happen can feel like disloyal. You've got to just refuse to believe that there's anything going to happen other than a good outcome.
But you still have to face it.
But you still have to face it, because otherwise it's like the elephant in the room. Everyone's thinking of it and they don't dare talk about it. And then things that you should be saying are left unsaid. So we do talk honestly, don't
Very
we?
Much.
You've got grown-up children, but and some not-so-grown-up children. But obviously you're a dad, and you're protecting them, and so you should. You're still a dad, you're not a cancer patient, and so you're still a dad with them, and you've got to have someone though to have this conversation with.
Yes, of course.
And if as
and
Ben
I was lucky because I have you.
Yeah, and I'm lucky because I
get
you.
All emotional here, guys. I think it's time for a song now here in Gateway.
Make it a happy one.
Well, I've got quite an upbeat one now.
We are upbeat. We're not.
Well, I know. I think you both are absolutely brilliant, to be
honest.
Thank you
very much.
So, and I do wish you. My fingers and toes are constantly crossed for you. But let's have some music now, and it is Desmond Dekker with Israelites.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir. So that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelites. London Bridge, 4 a.m. Warming hands, he smokes his last pack of Ken. The greasy river knows where his fortunes flow. Sweet 16 with a life to live and regret. Counting.
city unfolds. Seeking friends, steamy caps to keep out the cold. Dead ends and locked doors, alleys, bricks and walls, filthy streets lit with fire, not paved with gold.
London Bridge by TMB here on Gateway at 97.8. Well, we are almost at the end of the daytime show. Beyonce with Single Ladies here in Gateway at 97.8, the daytime show. Got about 7 minutes left of the show. And Janet, you're not going to get away from it because I saw you dancing along to that.
I love Beyonce.
She's good though. She's really good. The vocals are insane with that woman. I don't know. We are coming to the end of the show. We've still got quite a few things to get through. Now, first of all, before the community action, I played London Bridge.
Yes.
Now, you can get this off of the album, but you can also get it off of the single, which
it's going to be a single in August.
Yeah.
We're bringing them out fairly rapidly as a way to get it across.
Yeah.
This will be on a single, but it's on the album, which is released Monday, 21st mm-hmm. of July, yep. and available from all the good digital stores,
yep.
iTunes, yep. Amazon, and any others that I don't know. That's handled by somebody else.
Yeah, anyway. So on CD and download. Go yep. via the website, then it says.
Yes. Yeah. Which is
all
TMB.
All the W's, tmbmusic.co.uk.
Brilliant stuff. So I believe that is pretty much it.
It is.
Oh my goodness.
Thanks.
How did we?
That's been
no
great.
Problem. I was going to say thank you so much for coming in again. I do love
thank
having you on
having
the show.
Us. It's been great.
We'll make another date in a few months' time.
Definitely.
Yes, we will. You probably have another album and another single knowing you. Just have it all coming out. Brilliant music. I do love your music. So well done. And I wish you both all the best. And
thank you.
Enjoy your 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans?
We're off to sunny Burnham on Crouch this evening, and we're going to sit and dabble our feet in the sea.
And eat fish and chips.
That's a must have, isn't it? Near the seafront.
Yeah, and visit a couple more radio stations.
Yeah.
But,
we don't talk about those.
Yeah, but obviously not in this area.
And not as good as this one.
Not as good as this one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. What are you after?
I love coming here.
Oh, well, I'm very glad to have you here. I do thoroughly enjoy having you both on the show.
Daytime. On Gateway. Gateway 97.8.